All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Trump arrives in the Valley tonight.
He's going to spend two nights in the Valley. How about that? The last time he was here?
Well, I'm thrilled to be back in Phoenix, in the great state of Arizona, with so many thousands of hardworking American patriots.
Okay, so Trump, two nights. I didn't really know it would be two nights. I thought it was going to be what he usually does, pop in, pop out. This is a big deal. I think that we have to realize that two nights is a big deal because there are going to be a lot of fundraisers now, and that money's going to go to Martha McSally, and she's going to use a lot of that to put on television. So this isn't a, I'm in town for 3 hours. This is, I'm in town for a couple days, and I'm helping Martha McSally. That is big for Martha McSally.
So. Yeah, the president is doing a Western state tour. He's flying to Montana now. He'll fly to Arizona tonight. I think he goes to Nevada next.
Right.
At Mesa Gateway, it's going to affect only one flight, they say. But remember, tomorrow he's supposed to tour Luke Air Force Base on the west side, and then the rally is tomorrow night as well. Now, we'll bring you, if we can, the audio from Luke Air Force Base. You'll hear it live on KTAR News. But just be aware, for the next 2 days, traffic on the west side is going to be pretty crappy because tonight is the football game in Glendale, sure. And then you've got the president over at Luke Air Force Base.
But it's not every day or every year or every decade a president comes to Arizona for 2 days.
Four.
An unexpected guest at Trump's rally.
Yeah, will he or won't he? We now know that the governor, Doug Ducey, will attend President Trump's political rally in Mesa. He'll be at Mesa Gateway Airport and provide... It's being described as, quote, brief remarks, unquote.
Yeah, it tells you what Governor Ducey thinks of his race with David Garcia. He thinks it's over, and he's right. Everybody knows David Garcia doesn't have a prayer in this race. He's run a terrible campaign. He's a bad candidate. He lost to Diane Douglas in the last time he ran. He's not even close to Ducey. And Ducey says, I could do whatever, you know, this is just me thinking. Ducey's thinking, I could do whatever I want. Doesn't really matter.
It's not going to impact negatively yeah. if yeah. I go to this rally.
No.
Because Ducey has kept his arm's length
yes.
of the president in the past.
This is a, I think, we'll have to look this up. This may be the first time he's actually been at a rally on stage with President Trump. And that just shows you how confident he is that he's going to win re-election. He's probably 100% sure he's going to win re-election because Ducey is very careful when it comes to President Trump.
2015, Trump visited Phoenix as a candidate. Ducey did not personally welcome or meet mm-hmm. him. 2016, Republican nomination. The governor spoke at a Phoenix campaign rally. 2017,
okay, that was one.
Ducey greeted the president when he arrived but did not attend the campaign.
Yeah, he will this time.
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, will Trump close the southern border?
Yeah, just before the president got on Air Force One and is flying to Montana, he put out a series of tweets. And he basically said that he would use the military. He would use American troops to close the border to try and stop the flow of caravans of migrants from Central America.
Yeah, can he close the border? Is he allowed to? How do you do it? Can you send the military down there if you're the president? Brandon Judd is the president of the National Border Patrol Council. He says this.
He can do it. The problem with it is even if he sends troops to the border and we apprehend 100% of the individuals that cross the border illegally, because we don't have the resources to detain these individuals, to see them through their asylum claims or their pending deportation proceedings, ultimately, they end up getting released into the United States.
Trump is trying to figure out how do we stop all these asylum seekers from coming to America? And what he should have figured out is that this is his own fault. When he came out with the zero tolerance policy, and after he had to cancel it because it was such a bad idea, thousands and thousands of more people saw that and came to America.
It was not a deterrent.
No. It invited them here because they knew the law.
Two.
Mineshaft rescue.
A man looking for gold fell about 100 feet deep into a mine shaft.
It's gold, Jerry.
He is lucky to be alive as the Maricopa County Rescue Team pulled him out I don't know how they found this guy. He was all by himself, no cell phone, no nothing. He's stuck in a mine shaft.
Yeah, and somebody he knew stopped by and heard him screaming.
How you doing down there?
I'm okay.
No, I'm not. I'm stuck.
I just killed three rattlesnakes.
Did he really?
Yeah. He wasn't alone.
Yikes.
Killed three rattlesnakes.
How can you even see down there?
Who searches for gold anymore?
I don't know. I don't know. I guess there are people that do this, but why would you be by yourself down in a mine shaft? I do not know.
Well,
his harness
broke. He fell. He fell into a 100-foot deep mine shaft.
Yeah, his harness
broke.
That's why
he was there.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't imagine.
It's like City Slickers.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Let's go out and look for gold.
Right.
Do you think he had, like, one of those, you know, you see some people on a beach with the metal detector thing, and it's like that big, huge instrument, and they're trying to find something in the sand? You think that's
Metal detector, not a gold detector.
Well, what's a gold detector?
A gold detector is when you take an old man, like Gummy Joe, and he pans for gold, and he goes, Eureka,
no.
I just found gold!
I don't like when you talk like
I don't like talking like that.
One.
Your commute will be a disaster.
Ha!
Might as well listen to Mac and Gatos today.
Leave
two
now.
To six.
Leave now.
Yeah, because you know what's happening today? Something that's never happened before.
ASU and the Cardinals both playing at home tonight for the first time ever. Of course, that means traffic from those sporting events are going to go from Tempe all the way to Glendale and everywhere in between.
Yeesh. So listen to KCAR. Detour Dan is on the story. He's on the traffic. There's nobody better in the country than Detour Dan Beach. This is really going to be quite a mess, and I'm not talking about probably what will happen in Glendale tonight on the field.
Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, Mac, I had to pick one, Denver or the Arizona Cardinals, because, you know, we got the football pool here at the station that I've already been victorious on, by the way.
1 week, yeah.
Yeah. I have picked the Arizona Cardinals to squeak out a win. You want to know how confident I am in that pick?
Not very.
Not at all.
Oh.
Not very confident.
Then why'd you pick the Cardinals?
Got to pick
then?
One. Both teams are terrible.
Oh, okay.
I got to tell you, I'm almost hoping the Cardinals, I'm a big fan, I'm hoping they get shut out tonight.
Why?
Because
then they're 1-6.
Then they'll fire their offensive coordinator.
Or will they fire the head coach? Because I heard he's on the hot seat too.
I don't want to see him fire the head coach yet. I still have some faith in Steve Wilks.
Okay.
So you can expect delays in downtown area, in the downtown Tempe area.
Right.
And goodness, out to Glendale.
Yikes.
It's going to be a mess.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.